Hey, American Fork. This is Eric Hollenbeck adjudicating percussion this evening. Looking forward to your performance. This is the Mount Tipinago's Marching Band competition. Beautiful night for Marching Band show. Excited about this. Looking forward to it. Here we go.
The Mount Tipinago's Marching Band competition is proud to present drum majors Thomas Trenton, Mary McAllister, Ryan Gillis, and Garrett Cannon, and the American Fork High School Marching Band.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, overall kind of sensitivity to the overall expression is really nice here. As far as coming away from the instrument slowly, connecting strokes, continuous flow, and overall the mallet movement. Good. Stephen's techniques looks really nice. Good control, not overplaying, not too much roll speed. Excellent, nice balance. Yeah, nice job crescendoing. There's two crotali notes. Very nice. Reflect the wind phrase going on in the flute and saxophone. Yeah, the ocean drum and the wind chimes. Very nice. Yeah, snares, we just got to da-da-da-da-da. Just got to get that articulation happening right off the bat. Yeah, nice front ensemble sound. Really full. Beautifully blended. Timpani player, really nice. Yeah, nice definition in the snare part, tenor part. Yeah, beautifully done. Really nice. Good, nice. Dig-a-dig-a-dig-dig-dum. Just got to release that together, but over a really good clarity. Yeah, be careful. Ba-dee-da-dum, and the vibes doesn't come in just a hair early ahead of the winds. Nice. Yeah, really nice front to back as far as snares to marimbas, if you will. Nice space drums. It'd be nice if that tapered off just a little bit. Between deer at the very end and that... Yeah, there's a little moment there in some of the phrase that we could use something right there. Good, yeah. Occasionally we get a little bit aside the winds versus the battery versus the keyboards. Just minor discrepancies in the ensemble there. Nice decrescendo. Bass drums well handled. Sometimes the bass, bottom bass, just a little on the heavy side. Yeah, it kind of sticks out just a little bit, maybe a little bit less. Yeah, nice control. Yeah, and one thing in the front ensemble, really, obviously, nice chops. Good articulation, good ensemble. Some of the footwork is very different between you. Gives the impression of certain players being much more active than other players. So maybe address when you're stepping, how much you're stepping, some of those licks. Good. Careful. You have to push slightly within the overall time. Yeah, nice snares. Yeah. And again, a little bit of issue with the tenors and the winds. Nice tenors. Good. Nice. Yeah. Make sure we get all the right pitches in that lick. Keyboards. Nice tenors, yeah. Yeah, another place where the keyboard's got a little bit ahead of the battery anyways. Nice snares, nice. Yeah, bass drums. Nice. Chick, 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 cool. Yeah, nice cymbal crashes, yeah. Just careful we're not getting a little too overdone there at the end. Just want to make sure that the amount of energy at that point is pretty simplified. Just by the nature of it, it's just a simple tag. Yeah, independent control of the mouth is really good through Stevens. Good. Yeah, overall line development in the melody and metals in particular is really well done. Nice timpani. Yeah, great. Yeah, timpani player nice, but at the end of that roll, slow the roll down slightly. Go gentle into the decrescendo, if that will. Good. Concert bass drum nice. Yeah, overall control and kind of alignment of energies in the front ensemble is very good. Synth player is doing a really nice job. Could be a little more attached, a little more involved. But overall, really good. Yeah, I like the change of hair color here. I mean, hats. Yeah, nice. Just starting the left hands together on that last figure snares. A little bit rough, but overall, nice. Yeah, tenor's good. Catch. Yeah, I just heard one rim in there, but overall, yeah, the clarity is nice. Yeah, yeah, nice balance between the battery and what's going on in the saxophone. Yeah, nice. Yeah, groove and battery control is really good. Nice. Yeah, very excellent. Yeah, good energy in the front ensemble. Yeah, approach is really, really good. Yeah, just as far as not overplaying, being energized. Yeah, getting into that phrase, on the paradiddle-diddles, just make sure we're right on the money in those. Nice, nice release. We could start that crescendo just a little bit softer. Nice, nice. Careful, jump-chaka, doesn't rush. Yeah, towards the end, it gets a little distorted, a little overworked in the front ensemble. Just relax. Yeah, just a little too energized in the front ensemble. You know, you want good energy, but it's kind of manifesting itself in the way that you play is really harsh and into the instrument. Just relax. Yeah. You got enough forces here to take care of itself. Yeah, really nice. Yeah, nice statement. Excellent. Yeah, I mean, overall, handling the control, ensemble, got some minor letdowns, but overall, really, really good. Yeah, I dig. It's fun. Nice. Good, clear playing. Excellent. Nice sounds. Nice control dynamically down. Nice peel-away snares. Nice fish. Nice. Yeah, again, we get some weird kind of side-to-side things between... You know, it's not the battery's fault. I'm just going to blame the winds for kind of rushing some of those figures. Good. Wow, yeah. Some of the octave playing, the left hands, and the marimbas, nice. Just make sure it's wrist-driven there. It looks a little kind of pushed sometimes. Yeah, nice movement between the lick. Yeah, appreciate the xylophone playing right there. Nice. Yeah, again, bump. We get kind of a bump on that last bottom bass. Be nice, you know, you can untag it, but it needs to lead into it. Yeah, that to get a little bit of an issue. Snares just getting that last bit. Yeah, again, keyboards, not too much. Don't overdo it. Yeah, nice. Nice battery. Yeah, careful, keyboards, you know, end early there. Yeah. Yeah. Nice energy. I'm sorry I'm laughing. The second bass drummer on that last... Like, really kind of enjoyed that. I don't want to say too much, but anyways, I enjoyed it. Anyways, terrific job. So a couple basic things. One is that there's a few ensemble tears, sometimes with the wind, sometimes with the front ensemble, between the battery and the front ensemble, anyways. and occasionally, just catch the front row in particular of the keyboards, just kind of pushing in, just getting kind of overhyped on things, trying to relax, continue to play controlled, good sound, and keep the energy. I just want to make sure it doesn't really make itself into that you're really pounding the instrument, and the overall time suffers a little bit, the clarity suffers a little bit, and the sound becomes distorted. So just make sure you hang on to your energy here and kind of reel it in a little bit. You know, at the end you can let it go just a hair, but when you're playing some of those more technical effects on some of the mallet instruments, you got to kind of remain in control on that. I just want to make sure that's and I was really enjoyed it. Well thought out, well conceived. Both effect, performance, and conception, I think, are extremely well done. So anyways, thank you.